Jeremiah chapter 8, beginning at verse 4. You are to tell them that this is what the Lord says. Do people fall and not get up again? If a person turns away, doesn't he turn back again? Then why has this people turned away? Why is Jerusalem always turning away? They hang on to deception and refuse to let it go. I have paid attention and listened, but they do not say what is right. No one repents of his wickedness. No one asks, what have I done? Everyone pursues his own course, like a horse charging into battle. Even the stork in the sky knows her seasons. The turtle dove, the swift, and the thrush observe the right time for their migration. But my people do not recognize the just judgments of the Lord. How can you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us, when in reality the lying pen of the scribes has changed it into a lie? Your wise men will be put to shame. They will be shattered and captured. Since they have rejected the word of the Lord, what kind of wisdom do they have? That is why I will give their wives to other men and their fields to new owners, because from the least to the greatest, all of them are greedy for gain. From prophet to priest, everyone practices deceit. They dress the wound of the daughter of my people as if it were not serious. Peace, peace, they say, when there is no peace. Are they ashamed when they do such a detestable thing? No, they have no shame at all. They do not even know how to blush. That is why they will fall among the fallen. They will be brought down when I punish them, says the Lord. I will take away their harvest, declares the Lord. There will be no grapes on the vine. There will be no figs on the fig tree, and the leaves will wither. What I have given them will be taken away from them. Why are we just sitting here? Let's get together. Let us go into the fortified cities and die there. The Lord our God has condemned us to die by giving us poisoned water to drink because we have sinned against him. We hoped for peace, but no good came. We hoped for a time of healing, but there is only terror. The snorting of horses is heard from Dan. At the sound of the neighing of mighty stallions, the whole land trembles. They have come to devour the land and everything in it, the city and all who live there. Look, I am sending snakes among you, venomous snakes that cannot be charmed, and they will bite you, declares the Lord. My joy is gone. Grief is upon me, and my heart is sick. I hear the cry of my dear people from a distant land. Is the Lord not in Zion? Is her king not there? Why have they provoked my anger with their carved images, with their worthless foreign idols? The harvest is past, summer has ended, and we have not been saved. Because my people are crushed, I have been crushed. I am in mourning, and horror seizes me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why has the health of my people not been restored? Chapter 9. I wish my head were a spring of water and my eyes a fountain of tears. Then I would weep day and night for the fallen of my people. I wish there was a lodging place for travelers in the wilderness. Then I would leave my people and get away from them. They are all adulterers, a society of traitors. They bend their tongues like bows to deceive. It is not by faithfulness that they prevail in the land. They go from evil to evil, and they do not acknowledge me, declares the Lord. Everyone should be on guard against his friend. Do not trust any brother, for every brother is really a deceiver, and every friend spreads slander. Everyone betrays his friend, and no one speaks the truth. They have taught their tongues to lie. They wear themselves out with sinning. You, Jeremiah, live in the midst of deception. In their deceit, they refuse to acknowledge me, declares the Lord. Therefore, this is what the Lord of armies says. Watch me. I will refine them and test them. What else can I do for my dear people? Their tongues are like deadly arrows. They speak deceitfully. With their mouths, they speak peacefully to their neighbors, but in their hearts they set traps. Shall I not punish them for these things, declares the Lord? Shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? I will cry and sob for the mountains. I will sing a lament for the pastures in the wilderness. They are desolate and untraveled, and not even the lowing of cattle is heard. From the birds in the sky to all the animals below, everything has fled. They are all gone. I will make Jerusalem a heap of ruins, a jackal's den, and I'm going to lay waste to the cities of Judah so that no one can live there. Who is wise enough to understand this? Who has been instructed by the Lord so that he can explain it? Why is the land ruined and laid waste like a wilderness so that no one can pass through it? The Lord said, this happened because they have forsaken my law, which I set before them. They did not listen to my voice or live according to it. Instead, they followed the stubbornness of their hearts, and they have followed the Baals as their fathers taught them. Therefore, this is what the Lord of the armies, the God of Israel, says. Watch me. I am going to make this people eat wormwood and drink bitter water. I will scatter them among nations that they and their fathers have not known, and I will pursue them with the sword until I have destroyed them. This is what the Lord of armies says. Consider this, and call for the wailing women. Send for those who are the most skilled. They should hurry and sob over us. Our eyes will run with tears. Our eyelids will stream with water. The sound of sobbing is heard from Zion. We are ruined. We are so ashamed. We must leave our land because they have torn down our dwellings. Listen to the word of the Lord, you women. Pay attention to the word from his mouth. Teach your daughters how to sob. Each of you should teach her neighbor a lament. Death has climbed in through a window and entered our citadels. It has taken away the children from the streets and the young men from the city squares. This is what the Lord says. Dead bodies will fall like manure on the ground, like freshly cut grain after the reaper, with no one to gather it. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.